This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we've considered the larger context to help us understand the specific context of Acts 20:17 to 21:1, let's use a number of study methods to understand it better and remember what we learn. When reading this portion, one verse jumped out at me. When this happens, I stop and reflect on it to see how it relates to the rest of the context. I ask, does it capture the essence of what is found in the rest of the portion? If it does, I call it an impact statement. The statement is found in Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul attributed the statement to Jesus. Though it isn't found in the Gospels, it is implicit in what Jesus taught and the way he lived. He often articulated his life's mission statement. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. Paul ordered his life by remembering the impact statement. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is brief, unambiguous, and though not put in the form of a command, it hits you with the force of an imperative. It is so cogent that you don't need to work at memorizing it. It grabs your attention and is indelibly imprinted on your mind. Don't you agree? I believe that after listening to this brief message, you will not forget the impact statement. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, all you need to do is look for opportunities to implement it. Roll up your sleeves and ask the Holy Spirit to enable you to do it.